So when we're doing some service, how do we know whether doing it for our ego or for Krishna? Usually we do it for both. It's very difficult at us to age to do something only for Krishna. So generally the way we become pure is not by stopping the service till we get purity, but by continuing the service with whatever purity we have right now. If I think that, if I do service, I'm doing this for my ego, so I'll not do this service. Then what happens? If I can sing nicely for Krishna, and I say, no, if I sing, I'll become proud. So I don't sing, and somebody else sings. And then they sing very nicely and others praise them. And then, he sings so nicely. Do you know how much he eats? What happens? We start subtly minimizing them. So that pride comes off as envy. So actually it is good to be afraid that of our ego, but to think that if I do this service, then I'll become proud. That is already being proud. How? Because I'm thinking I'm not yet proud. When I say I think I will become proud, that means I am assuming I am not yet proud. But we are already having pride within us. It is just that right now, we don't have any reason to express that pride. We have pride, but we have not done anything by which I can show that pride to others. So the cure for pride is not suppression of talent. The cure for pride is purification of intent. It's not suppression of talent, but purification of intent. That means we just continue doing the service and slowly shift the focus from the ego to Krishna. And this happens over a period of time. Now, if you speak for Krishna, we may say, I want to prove to the world how clever I am. But after some time while speaking for Krishna, one time I prepared very well for a class. I was completely absorbed for hours in preparing for a class. And I delivered the class also, it was flawless delivery. Almost all the points that I remember, I wanted to speak, I spoke them as articulately, as effectively as I would have loved to. And at the end of the class, not one person appreciated the class. So initially I was a little frustrated, but then it struck me that actually while preparing and while delivering, I was absorbed. So yes, if somebody appreciates, that's good, but actually, even if somebody appreciates, that gives a few moments of pleasure. But the absorption is something which can stay with me forever. And that way, that was a powerful experience for me. It reminded me, when I'm speaking, let me speak for the absorption, not for the appreciation. If appreciation comes, that helps me also to understand, which points devotees can connect with, which points I can emphasize more, which points I need to clarify more. So that kind of feedback, positive, negative, helps. But if I had not spoken about Krishna till I am purely motivated, then I would not have got that realization also. So basically just do the service, and while doing the service, gradually try to increase the Krishna connection. We shift the focus from appreciation to absorption.